My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
So I read this cool blog post talking about GPTs at work. And so let me give you an example of some cool GPTs in here. This is from Lenny's newsletter. So he's like he's got an awesome product podcast. And so here's one. He gave a bunch of examples, like 20 examples of people using GPTs at work. And one thing I talked about recently was how Amazon does the whole narrative memo thing, right? Where they write out ideas and they force clear thinking. And so the quote here says, I have made myself a clone GPT bot that is trained on how I like to write project proposals, roadmaps, and more. From the product manager perspective, this has saved me endless hours of work. It provides a lot of autonomy for my marketing team. I do not have to write content for them. For my product team, we can quickly take client conversations and rapidly return a proposal. This saves me countless hours of middle management. So basically what these people are doing is they're creating custom GPTs using ChatGPT.
Yeah.
And just like, it's just a couple of prompts, right? It's like, this is how I like it to be written. And then everyone just uses that custom GPT to write narratives the way this person likes the narratives to be written. And this person saves endless hours. And we've been doing a lot of narratives at the company. It's becoming like, if you want to pitch something, you're just going to do it now. But it does take time to write one.
Dude, and this is why we have in our organization a group of people that are just focused on AI and helping the organization implement it and making people more efficient.
Explain how that works.
Yeah, so we have a few people in our organization, like one of them's named Kayo. I don't know if you know Kayo or ever met him. There's a few people and they look at all the tasks that people do and the results that we're providing our clients. So like in SEO, you could do things like write content, build link, keyword research. The list goes on and on. Same with paid advertising and then conversion rate optimization, et cetera. So what we're doing is we're looking at where our individuals in the organization are spending their hours. And we're seeing what kind of stuff can be done with AI to make their time more efficient. Not for the purpose of being more profitable or not for the purpose of being able to take on more clients, but actually for the purpose of doing more for the client.
And these are full-time people focused on AI.
Yeah. So yeah. I'll give you a made-up example. Let's say you, Eric, work for NP Digital and you're doing SEO and you're spending a lot of your time doing keyword research and content generation, data research, and strategy. Well, if we're able to automate 4 out of your 8 hours, and you just have to double check it. So then you save 3 hours because you're spending 1 hour double checking the work. So you have 3 hours. We don't want to take those 3 hours and say, hey, Eric, here's another client to work on. Instead, we want to take those 3 hours and be like, what more can you do for the customer? How can you get them even better results? What can you do to have more phone calls with them, help their team with strategy, or help them generate more links by doing more outreach? You have more time to do more work to get them more results. And we don't look at AI as something like, oh yeah, it just increases margins. We look at something like AI as it can help an individual become more efficient so they can produce better results for the customer.
You know what Neil's talking about? We talked about this actually probably more than a year ago, that the concept of having an AI working group, this is what Neil has, right? So this is basically, you have a team that's dedicated just to figuring out how to make things more efficient with AI. How big is that team?
I think it's five people, if I had to guess. Okay. Four, five,
so five
six?
Full-time people on payroll that are dedicated to this.
Yeah, something like that.
That's pretty significant.
I think.
Yeah.
But I also know they do other stuff. And yeah. The reason being is, even though they're dedicated to making a lot of changes and impact with AI, they have to be involved in the business to actually understand what AI can have impact. At first, we thought we could just get someone who is all about AI being like, okay, go and make impact. But the issue that you end up running into is, if they don't know what people are doing on a daily basis in the tasks and the different departments, how helpful are they going to be?
Yeah. So maybe 50-50 time split? Or maybe 70-30. 70 on work, 30% on AI.
It depends on the person. I know some people are way more than 70%.
Or maybe it depends on the time too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because what they do is they gather a lot of stuff that we want done. They work with the engineers and then they work on implementing them. And it just takes time. Then once that's done, then they go to spending more time on automating and helping individuals become more efficient.
Yep. I'm going to give a couple more here. They have some on searching your wiki through Slack, which seems pretty basic to me. You can track your competitors through custom LLMs as well. And you can build a custom GPT to write product updates if you're like a SaaS company. And there's a bunch. Enrich new user signups. So I think the key thing here is, one, build an AI working group if you have a company. The second thing is build custom GPTs to try to make your workflow more efficient. That's something that's, I don't think it costs money to build a custom GPT. I could be wrong. Maybe you have to pay $20 for the ChatGPT pro version, but that's what it is.
This message is brought to you by Single Grain. Single Grain is a marketing agency ran by yours truly. Single Grain does paid media, SEO, creative, conversion rate optimization, and has worked with a handful of companies such as Uber, Amazon, Airbnb, Salesforce, to startups, venture-backed startups, a lot of different companies. And ultimately, our mission is to do innovative marketing that drives customers. If you want to learn more, just go to singlegrain.com. Again, it's Single Grain, grain like wheat, and we'll see you on the other side. By the way, Neil and I have an agency owners group called the Agency Owners Association. All you have to do, just go to marketingschool.io/agency. Once again, it's marketingschool.io/agency to learn more. And now back to the show.
On a side note, you have something here that is called, what are the most valuable media channels? I would love for you to read it off, because I'll tell you what I think the most valuable media channel is.
That's how I plan on starting it off. So what do you think the most valuable media channel is?
It is no channel.
Okay.
It's the individual contributor who's getting the most engagement, and you work with them to get the most engagement from that channel, but you look for the creators who have the most impact and engagement on that platform.
So you're just saying it just depends on the...
No, so, or what I'm saying is...
Are you talking about influencers?
Kind of. If you look at media channels, right, you can say, all right, there's things like television, there's things like
email,
Facebook,
YouTube. Exactly.
And what I'm saying is, you got to look who's capturing most attention. So for example, all right, let's say there's this individual, let's say there's an individual, Sam Altman, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
If Sam Altman has an email list and he has the most engaged email list because everyone's curious what he's doing around AI, and you're now doing something in AI, the most valuable media channel isn't email. It's Sam Altman's email list. And you got to figure out how to partner with him and get him to do an email blast talking about what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Or for example, some people say YouTube's reach sucks. If you have 1 million followers like me, it doesn't guarantee views. You'll see the same thing with like Gary Vaynerchuk, 4+ million followers or subscribers. It doesn't guarantee views. They've democratized YouTube, in which if a lot of people engage with your content at the very beginning, they'll spread it to everyone who's not your followers and they don't care. But if your video doesn't have the engagement they're looking for, you're screwed. Mr. Beast gets great engagement, for example, on YouTube, right? And what they're saying is, or what I'm saying is, your goal is to find the people who have the best engagement on that media channel and work with them.
Yep, I understand what you're saying. So I would just, let's simplify this for everyone. When we think about marketing, marketing is still, to this day, bringing people to the point of sale. And if you want to bring people to the point of sale, you need to get the attention of the right people, right? So Mr. Beast gets the attention of an entire internet, right? But if you're looking to sell enterprise software, you probably don't go to Mr. Beast, right? You probably go to someone like Aaron Levy, like if you're looking to sell like enterprise software, like if you want an enterprise software audience, right? So this tweet actually came from one of the co-founders of Morning Brew, and he's generalizing it. He's just stack ranking the most valuable digital media channels, highest to lowest. So I'll just go with the top three here. He's saying number one is email, number two is YouTube, number three is online community, four is podcast, right? You're saying it a little differently. So it's just like, doesn't matter. Like whatever it is you're trying to sell, go find who has the attention. And then that's what matters.
Yes. Because, and I put a tweet about this a few days ago and I said, why L'Oreal, Amazon, and Prada want to partner with the 19-year-old girl who posts dance videos on TikTok. And this girl's name is Charlie D. Emilio. And
Charlie D'Amelio.
All right. Eric can tell I don't follow her. And she's probably an amazing person. You know, I just
she's one of the first people that became super famous on TikTok just for dancing.
Yes. And she happens to have 152 million followers and can get 27 million views just on a single video. The point I'm getting at is, dude, some channels may favor you, some channels may not, but if you found the person who knows how to get the most out of that channel, work with that person and you can get your product or service out to their audience, assuming their audience is interested in your product. For example, Kylie Jenner gets amazing engagement on some social platforms. I would not want to partner with Kylie Jenner. I'm not saying she would want to partner with me in the first place either. But let's say if I could pay her enough money to make it worth her while, her audience doesn't care for marketing services. Right? Maybe they're like, yeah, make me popular like Kylie Jenner, but that's not going to pay for the cost for me to partner with her. But on the flip side, if Mark Andreessen or Satya from Microsoft was willing to do a partnership and would say from the top of their voices, you got to work with NP Digital. It's the best marketing firm. Look at the results they provided. That would drive tons of revenue.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't matter, whatever platform they're getting engagement on, yeah. And I would probably do it on LinkedIn with Satya because Microsoft owns LinkedIn.
Yeah,
it probably would do well. Same with Twitter or X because a lot of people follow these CEOs on X and it would do really well. It's finding the people who have your audience and are getting the engagement on the platforms that you want to target.
You know what's going to happen? People are going to start making deep fakes of Satya, like promoting their company, and then they're just be like, oh, I didn't know. He's like, someone made a deep fake promoting us. I don't know who did it, right?
Yeah.
You're going to see a proliferation of that. You know who's a good example, by the way, of someone that built their audience from scratch for 2 years? It's Brian Johnson. So Brian Johnson, he started Braintree. I think he sold it for $400 million or whatever. And now he's all about, he has this book called Don't Die, right?
And wait, is that the guy that transfers blood from his son to him to live longer and then from him to his father?
Yes. He does all these crazy things. He like doesn't, I don't think he eats meat. He eats like mush and then it, like a lot of olive oil, a lot of supplements. I think he takes a ton of supplements, right? He's like super pale. I don't think he tries to get sun either. I could be wrong on that. So he kind of looks like a vampire, right? But he looks really fit, like a fit vampire. So
aren't vampires fit?
I don't know. Are they?
All the vampire movies I saw, they're fit. They can throw people across the room. And
they're like really strong.
Yeah. Have you seen Twilight?
No, but I've seen Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I saw Twilight 1, 2, maybe 3 at the theater and I fell asleep during all of them.
Oh, there you go. See, Buffy's more entertaining.
I didn't go by, it wasn't my choice to go.
Oh, got it. Well, okay. Going back to Brian Johnson. So he's grown a pretty big audience now on Twitter and on YouTube. And then just recently, so he spent 2 years building his audience. Like where's this guy going? Maybe he's just like, he wants to give back, right? He just launches olive oil. He just launched like all these supplements and all these things. And so that's another good example of like, he controls the attention or a lot of attention around longevity now, in addition to like Dr.
Does he have a longevity company?
It's basically a longevity company now. If you go look at all the stuff he's selling, it's like supplements to just increase his life. I think he sells like metformin. There's like all these things people take to these pills that decrease your like biological age or whatever. And he's like biologically, he's like 21 years old or something. But point is, he spent 2 years building that audience and then now he controls the attention. He just sells stuff himself and he just labels his own stuff.
That's cool. I'm going to go try buying some of his products.
Really?
Yeah.
I almost bought the extra virgin olive oil yesterday. And then the two people, Billy and then my other friend Anna that was there, she's like, don't buy it. It's like no different. But I was like, but it's from him. It's like, you know what I mean?
It's like, marketing. I don't think I'll buy the olive oil, but like if he offers something that I can't find on Amazon from someone else,
for cheaper,
then I'll buy it. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because like some of the things, I'm not saying he's wrong. He knows more than me. Like I'm not going to take my son's blood and put it into my body.
Yeah.
That's true. He's really young, but if it's proven to do well and it doesn't harm him or affect his future negatively in a negative way, maybe I'm open to it. But like the thing I see as a father, and again, I'm not a doctor. I have no knowledge on this subject. My fear is taking stuff away from my children can harm them for me to live longer, which I'll never do.
Guys, this just goes to show you again, this third to fourth time saying this in this session, do your own research. Because even though Neil and I are talking about drinking glass water to avoid plastics, there's plastic linings around the caps over here. So who knows what we're actually getting, right?
Dude, both our bottles have plastic lining.
Yep. Anyway, that's it for today. Please don't forget to rate, view, subscribe. Go to marketingschool.io/agency if you want to apply to the Agency Owners Association. That's where Neil and I are going to help you grow your agency faster. And you can hang out and drink glass water with us. We'll see you tomorrow.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.